Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You are now with Time Out for Music. The creative career of Stefan Kenneth is an unusual one. God has given me a soul of a wanderer and thrown me into the river of folk music, looking for the banks or swimming against the current in order to reach the pure and eternal spring, the late musician said about himself. The family environment in which Stefan Kenneth lived did not include folklore classes. He was born in Sofia. His parents were intellectuals who rarely played folk music at home. After studying in the German language high school in Sofia, Stefan Kenneth graduated from the National Academy of Music, where he studied composing with professors Parashkev Hajiev, Marin Guleminov and Veselin Stoyanov. Initially, he started working as editor in a specialized library for folk choirs and ensembles at the Central House of Folk Art. He had also been a long-time associate of the Bulgarian National Radio. His work is an enormous contribution to the fund of recorded folk music, exceeding more than 6,000 arrangements for soloists, singers and instrumentalists, as well as choral orchestral works, music for dance performances and more.
Yeah.
Composer Stefan Kenneth started his development from classical music before he completely devoted himself to Bulgarian folk music. There is nothing more wonderful than the folk song and its melody. It seems to me that I was writing such music before I knew the notes. The uniqueness of Bulgarian folklore lies in its melody and dramatism, as well as in its incredible diversity for such a small country, he said. The work of Stefan Kenneth attracts with its sincerity in seeking the right harmonies in transformation of original folklore. For Stefan, just like Béla Bartók, a folk song was not inferior to a Mozart sonata or fugue by Bach. Therefore, he was extremely careful when handling folk music, ethnomusicology expert Lubin Butusharov says. In 2016, we marked the 85th anniversary since the birth of Stefan Kenneth. On this occasion, Kalinka Zgurova, renowned Strangers singer and wife of Stefan Kenneth, assisted for issuing an album titled Mesecinkulo that collects works and arrangements by the composer. She also participates in organizing a concert. We are on the eve of the anniversary of his birth, she says. Folk bands from all over Bulgaria performing his wonderful songs, and the singers of the Mystery of Bulgarian Voices will meet in Tears and Laughter Theatre in Sofia. The concert on Saturday starts 11 a.m. Bands from Veliko Trnovo, Burgas, Târgoviște, Elin Pelin, Zlatica and Chavdar will come to the concert. Slovianska Beseda Community Center is the host of the event. It was in this community center where 20 years ago the Stefan Kenneth Choir was established, conducted by the great Bulgarian folklorist Mihail Bukureshtliev. There is also a street named after Maestro Stefan Kenneth, a music school called Kenneth Zgurova too. We released a CD with selected instrumental, choral and solo works. In this CD, we included performances by Bulgarian iconic musicians such as Nikola Ganchev, Kustadin Varimezov, Mihail Marinov, as well as singers Sonia Kancheva, Valia Balkanska, Pavlina Gorcheva and others. I'm happy that there are musicians who perform his works, and I think this is a way for Stefan Kenneth to live through his work with us. I want to invite all fans of Stefan Kenneth's music to come to the concert on November 26, which is free. I'm grateful to God for meeting him, for having his son, who is also named Stefan Kenneth. We'll continue to preserve the work of the great composer, she says. Thank you. We end today's time out for music on Radio Bulgaria with a piece called Lozu Lozano, performed by Pavlina Gorčeva.
Жълтици да нижеш.